312-981-7200 is the phone number. So we're going to talk about brand loyalty. And what is your, do you have certain brands that you are absolutely loyal to? We're going to talk about, you know, the loyalty index about what in whatever world, whatever the number one brand is. We're going to talk about that as well as some brands that are changing and some classic brands that are in trouble. So it's all about brand loyalty, and we got some stories here about some of the classic brands that you love that are in trouble. But first, I want to talk about some of the brands that are changing. I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but Dunkin' Donuts is officially dropping donuts. This is not like an IHOB stunt, is it? International House of Burgers? That's not that.
I don't think so.
This is a real thing. Just call it Dunkin'. Starting in January, Dunkin' Donuts will drop the donuts from ads, packages, and signage at new and remodeled stores, as well as its social media accounts. The makeover is part of Dunkin' Brand's efforts to relabel itself as a beverage-led company that focuses on coffees, teas, speedy service, and to-go food, including but not limited to donuts. Dunkin' says that beverages, specifically coffee, make up 60% of the company's U.S. sales. Our new branding is one of many things we are doing as part of our blueprint for growth to modernize the Dunkin' experience for our customer, says Dunkin' Brand's CEO David Hoffman in a statement. So they're dropping the donuts. That's weird, man. Don't you think that's weird?
I do.
That's going to be, they're going to spend a lot of money on that, too. So, I mean, you know, Dunkin' Donuts has those drinking options. You can get teas, and but everybody knew that. Do they need to take the Dunkin' out of that? Or the donuts out? Take the Dunkin' out of that. Just call the place Donuts.
I was shocked that coffee and the elk, 60% of their sales.
Yeah.
I mean, I know our guy Ben, he, the engineer, morning engineer, he walks in with a Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, in that line, when Eileen asked me to pick up coffee, that line is out the door at our local one.
But I've got a Dunkin' Donuts a block away from my apartment. And, you know, I've gone in there sometimes in the morning after work to grab like a breakfast sandwich or something. And yeah, it's packed and they're all getting coffee. Well, the thing is, isn't Dunkin' Donuts coffee or Dunkin's coffee, you know, like $3 cheaper than Starbucks?
Oh, usually I'd say probably.
And, you know, I don't drink coffee anymore, but when I did, Dunkin' Donuts coffee was great. Dunkin' Donuts has great coffee from what I recall, and I'm assuming it's still the same. That would be, you know, if I were still a coffee drinker, I would absolutely choose Dunkin' Donuts over Starbucks anytime. So anyway, that brand is changing to Dunkin'. Man, you know, all the signage and everything, that's a ton of work and a ton of money that they're going to do. I wonder if they're going to change the logo at all. I mean, just get rid of the word donut and keep the same font for Dunkin'? You don't want to change it that much, right?
Well, and there's a lot of stores that just have the DD, so what are they going to do there?
Oh, yeah. Just get rid of one of the Ds. Cover it up with some masking tape or something. So anyway, there's one of our favorite brands. Dunkin' Donuts is now just going to be called Dunkin'. All right. Weight Watchers is rebranding themselves, too, as WW, and it puts the focus on wellness, not just dieting. A brand best known for helping people lose weight has undergone a slimming down of its own. Weight Watchers will now be known as WW, a new shortened name that the company says is a reflection that it's about more than just losing weight. Mindy Grossman, who is WW's president and CEO, said in a statement on Monday, "We are becoming the world's partner in wellness. No matter what your goal is, to lose weight, eat healthier, move more, develop a positive mindset, or all of the above, we will deliver science-based solutions that fit into people's lives." Under its old name, Weight Watchers ranked in the top five for this year's best diets overall, and also made the number one spots for best commercial diets, best fast weight loss diets, according to U.S. News & World Report. The shift in focus by one of the oldest and best-known diet brands can also be seen as a reflection of society's shift away from a diet mentality and thinking more about healthy lifestyle choices overall. WW's move received a seal of approval from Oprah Winfrey. Oh, well, there it is. They got a seal of approval from Oprah. All is right with the world. One of America's most famous dieters who struggles to lose weight were chronicled on her talk show. Winfrey is an investor in WW and has been public about her success on the program. From the moment I chose to invest in the company and join the board, I have believed in the role that WW can play in people's lives that is far beyond a number on a scale, Winfrey said in a statement released by WW. As Weight Watchers becomes WW, I believe we will continue to inspire people not only to eat well, but to move more, connect with others, and continue to experience the joys of a healthy life. And in what changes will the new wellness focus bring to WW? WW is not a name change, but represents a whole new brand identity down to a new logo, color palette, and font, the company announced. Some of the things that will stay the same, including WW Freestyle program that applies points to foods. Here are seven major changes that members will notice. One, focus on mindfulness. As part of its wellness approach, WW is partnering with a meditation app, Headspace, to provide customized mindfulness content for WW members. Two, more celebrities. In addition to Winfrey, WW now counts celebrities like DJ Khaled, filmmaker Kevin Smith, and chef Eric Greenspan among its ambassadors, signaling the brand's outreach to different demographics. Three, wins for healthier habits. WW members can now earn rewards like exclusive products and experiences for doing things like tracking meals, activity, and weight, and attending wellness workshops. Four, personalized points for activities. WW's Fit Points system that rewards members with more points for more activity is being tweaked. Now the program will personalize activity points for each member based on their height, weight, age, and sex. The update available in December is based on the idea that just as calories are not created equal, the same is true for activities. Five, new ways to connect with members. WW, famous for its in-person member meetings, is launching Connect Groups to allow members to connect online through their shared interests from food to life stages and hobbies and activities. Six, technology improvements. WW members will soon be able to look up smart point values with their food and track foods using their voice thanks to WW's integration with a smart device like Alexa or Google Assistant. The WW app will be updated for members on October 4th, according to the company. And then the last change that people will notice, less processed foods. Starting in January 2019, WW products will have no artificial sweeteners, flavors, colors, or preservatives. So Dunkin' Donuts is now Dunkin'. Weight Watchers is now WW. And they're changing the whole branding and everything there. So there are two examples of brands that people love that are changing. And then we also have some examples of brands that people love that are in trouble. And do you have brand loyalty to anything in particular? 312-981-7200. Here's Scott on WGN. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Nick. How you doing?
All right.
You already mentioned Dunkin' Donuts, but my question is, and I really agree, Dunkin' Donuts is the best coffee. I'm a truck driver. I've drank coffee across the country.
Yeah.
And Dunkin' Donuts is my favorite, and I've given them thousands of dollars throughout my life. But what if their name is going to be Dunkin', what are you going to be dunking into your coffee if they don't have donuts?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
So I don't get that correlation with the name change.
Yeah.
But my other brand name, and I've only done this because I appreciated what he brought to my life. I have only bought Nike shoes since they had Michael Jordan under contract. Because I figured, you know, his basketball salary was a pittance compared to what he received in all these endorsements.
Sure.
And I think Nike was one of the bigger ones. So it's just my little way of thanking Nike for bringing me Michael Jordan into my life and keeping him happy.
There you go. You know, Nike obviously was in the news, has been in the news the past few weeks because of their current ad campaign. And sure, actually, their sales went up. I know people were, you know, boycotting Nike, and they had those stupid videos of people burning Nike shoes even though, you know, they already, Nike already had their money, so it didn't make any sense to burn Nike shoes because they've already got your dough. But actually, the stock went up and the sales went up because of the campaign.
Yeah,
Kaepernick.
It kind of, it's like no news is bad news.
Well, that's true.
You know?
That's
if
true.
If you're in the news, good or bad, you're going to get attention.
It's true.
So that kind of proves that out.
Yep. Okay. Scott, thank you, sir.
No problem.
Take care. All right. Let's take a break here, and we're going to talk about some classic brands that are in trouble. And then I want to hear from you, brand loyalty, and I have a brand loyalty index here for each item. But I want to hear from you guys. Talk or text, lines are open. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And how about brands that are gone? Items and brands that are gone that you miss that wish were back. 312-981-7200. All right, we're breaking here for weather. Here's the forecast for the Chicago from the Chicago weather forecast from WGN here. This song's a jam. And it's a Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number on Wild Card Wednesday. And we are here until 5 a.m., and Steve Grzanich will be joining you for the opening bell at 5, Steve Cochran at 6, and coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. Okay. All right, so we just told you about some brands that are actually changing. They're changing their logos and their names and their branding. Weight Watchers is going to become WW, and Dunkin' Donuts is dropping the donuts, and they're just called Dunkin'. And then we're going to talk about some classic brands that you might love that are in trouble, according to GoBankingRates.com. And we're talking brand loyalty, maybe brand loyalty to brands that don't exist anymore that you miss. 847 area code. I was brand loyal to Yummy Soda at Jewel. Best cream soda ever at a great price. Sad it's gone. Yeah, Yummy Soda. When I was working at the Jewels, they still had the Yummy Soda. People would come in with the cardboard. They would take the cardboard thing because you would put a case of whatever it is, you know, grape. You got your lemon lime. You got your cola. You got your cream soda, and then people would take the empty, you know, cardboard case and just mix and match their pop so that they could, you know, get a bunch of grape, a bunch of this, a bunch of that. Yeah, Yummy Soda was Yummy Pop was cool. 847 area code says it's got to be Skippy peanut butter and Welch's grape jelly. We talked about peanut butter a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yep.
312 area code says Dunkin' and Starbucks coffee are priced the same. You pay a lot more for milk and sugar at Starbucks. Really? So a basic cup of coffee at Starbucks costs the same as it does at Dunkin'?
I'd imagine. And then, you know, when you get into the fancier roasts,
yeah,
that's where it gets changed.
872 area code says, used to be loyal to Quiznos, but it really fell apart. Are there still Quiznos? There's still Quiznos, right? Maybe people were loyal to Quiznos when they stopped with the Sponge Monkeys. And I can understand people not being loyal to Quiznos after dropping that fantastic ad campaign.
They got a pepper bar!
You know, when those commercials first started airing, I mentioned on the air how much I love them, and people would call up and go, "What's wrong with you? They're using disgusting, ugly rats to sell sandwiches." And at that time, I had a Quiznos right by my apartment. I was living in Andersonville, and it was right by there was a laundromat on Clark right there. And it was right next to the laundromat, and it closed but the Quiznos closed before I moved out. It was only there for a few years. 630 area code says Domino's Pizza is now just Domino's. Oh, that's right. They did drop the pizza because they want to be known as you can get pasta and salads and all kinds of stuff from Domino's now. And you get your potholes filled. You can get your potholes filled now by Domino's. I actually think that that's a great campaign.
Yeah, very smart.
It's fantastic. And the commercial's great because it's a guy driving a pizza home, and he hits a pothole and the pizza goes flying, you know, into the dashboard. And then they show a Domino's driver evade the pothole because they know how important getting a pizza in good shape to your place is. 6765 area code says Coca-Cola is the only brand I'm absolutely loyal to. Well, they might be in trouble. According to this article from GoBankingRates.com, people are drinking a lot less soda pop in favor of water as they attempt to be more health conscious. In the U.S., during 2017, both Coke and Pepsi brands declined by volume, a key indicator of product demand, whereas brands like Aquafina and Poland Springs increased, according to Beverage Digest's annual report. Beverage Digest. There's a company you'd like to work for, right? In 2018, Coca-Cola rebranded Diet Coke with new slimmer cans and enticing flavors such as Feisty Cherry and Ginger Lime. Its marketing strategy paid off in 2018's second quarter. The Coca-Cola company surpassed estimates for quarterly sales and profit due to more sales of sodas targeted at health-conscious consumers, like its zero sugar option and new Diet Coke line, according to Reuters. The company is also investing in non-soda brands like Kobe Bryant's Body Armor. Okay. Hey, Dan, have you seen the commercial that Gillian Jacobs does for Diet Coke?
It's just her voice, right?
No, she's in it.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that one.
She's in a store, and she's like talking directly to the camera. She's like, look, get yourself a Diet Coke. It's delicious. And she buys the Diet Coke, and it's in the new slim, you know, cool-looking can. And she says, if you want a yurt it up. At one point, when she's walking down the street drinking Diet Coke, and they've got all those fancy flavors, which I don't see it at the Jewels that I go to. I don't see them. They're very, you know, cool looking cans, but I don't know if they're available. I don't drink Diet Coke anyway, but still. So for the person who's loyal to Coca-Cola, they're not going anywhere. Coca-Cola's not going anywhere. They just took a hit because people are starting to drink healthier beverages. But you know, you're loyal to Coca-Cola. Hey, listen, when I was a caffeine drinker, it was definitely Coke. Definitely Coke over Pepsi. But my true allegiance was to Dr. Pepper. That was my favorite caffeinated beverage. I know you like Dr. Pepper too, right?
I do, yes.
Oh man, it's good. it's a tasty beverage. So other classic brands that might be in trouble. Budweiser. In 2017, Budweiser was knocked out of the top three selling beer brands in the country. Another fall from the number two spot it held in 2011. The culprit? Most likely the increased popularity of craft brews and more flavorful beers. Just a decade ago, the top 10 beer brands were made up of 66% beer sales, a figure that has plunged to 50% today. To boost sales, the company is launching more expensive Budweiser options, such as the August 2018 release of Budweiser Reserve Copper Lager for lovers of beer and bourbon. Listen, I don't care if you call it Reserve Copper Lager, whatever. When the word Budweiser is in the name of it, you know what you're getting. You can add all kinds of fancy adjectives and names and lagers and ales. It's Budweiser, man. So, all right. Well, why don't we take a break here for the news? And when we come back, I want to talk to you about brand loyalty, maybe brand loyalty that with the brands being gone. And I'll tell you more about some of the brands that might be in trouble. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. The news is coming up next. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN Wildcard Wednesday. You may Wildcard Wednesday here! Any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. I am your overnight dude. I'm here every weekday morning from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. And Steve Grzanich will be here with the opening bell at 5. And the great Steve Cochran has your morning drive at 6 right here on the great WGN. It is Wildcard Wednesday, and that means any artist, any song, anything. And Glenn picked Kai Sakamoto with Sukiyaki. And this song hit number one 55 years ago today. Wow, what an anniversary, huh, Dan?
How about it?
Oh. So, welcome back, everybody. We are talking about brand loyalty and also how brands have changed. Dunkin' Donuts? Drop the donuts. They dunked them. So it's now just called Dunkin'. They want to change their brand idea to show people that they are, they can, you get beverages there. Weight Watchers is becoming WW because they want to open up their brand to not just dieting, but to whole lifestyles. Some brands might be in trouble, and we've got the top brands for every item here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for brand loyalty if you want to jump in. If there's brands that aren't around anymore that you miss that you used to be real loyal to, we can talk about that as well. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and here is Chris on WGN. Hi, Chris.
Oh, hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, this brand, everybody who ever went to college knows, Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the mac and cheese. There are a lot of other mac and cheeses out there, but that's the classic. The classic blue box, you know, Kraft Macaroni and Cheese, that's the way to go if you're going to have the old macaroni and cheese.
And don't forget, if you're going to use mayonnaise, use Hellmann's.
Hellmann's is the mayonnaise that most people use, absolutely. Yep. Okay, thanks,
and
Chris.
And did you ever hear of Sinclair Gas?
Yes. Yeah, that's the Sinclair Gas had the dinosaur as their logo.
Yeah, but they changed names. I can't remember what they became, though.
Oh, I don't know. And they got rid of the dinosaur, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Mobile used to have, what, Pegasus?
Yes, they did. It was Pegasus? Yes, it was. It was the winged. Yeah, that was Mobile's logo. Yeah.
And Citgo used to be City Service.
Right. True. You know, branding does change quite frequently. All right. Thank you, Chris.
Yep.
Take care. I used to love the Sinclair gas pit stations because there was a dinosaur. It's like, I used to always want my dad to go get gas at Sinclair's when I was a kid because it was a dinosaur. So, yeah, I don't know how, if their gas was good or if it was, you know, if their gas was cheaper than other stations, but they had a dinosaur. So there, it was definitely cooler than any other gas station. You know, they should have really advertised it that way. It's your kid's favorite gas station. Make your kids happy. Get Sinclair Gas. Because it's, I don't know if the dinosaur had a name. If he was Gassy the dinosaur, but that was for different reasons. Yeah, Sinclair Gas. All right. Texts have been flying in. We would love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 847 area code says, brands that I'm loyal to include the Cubs. WGN, well, thank you for that. We appreciate that. And Duncan Hines cake mixes. My parents always bought Chevrolet cars. See, that's another thing that people are definitely loyal about, is the kind of car that they buy. You know what I mean? Like, there are families that for generations buy nothing but Fords. There are Chevy families. That's absolutely true. That is absolutely true, that people are very, very loyal to the kind of car that they buy. Duncan Hines cake mixes. Well, yeah, I mean, that's like the, I mean, I'm sure that there are other, I can't even think of any other brands of cake mixes. I mean, when you think cake mix, boxed cake mix, the first thing you think of, obviously, is Duncan Hines. Well, no, Betty Crocker. Betty Crocker has the cake mixes as well. So I guess those were the two brands that battled back and forth, right? 847 area code says, when I was married, my hubby loved Coke and I loved Pepsi. Rather than buy both, we compromised and went with RC. We've been loyal since. So it's like, you know what? Let's not buy a lot of pop. Let's just get a case of RC. Hey, Dan, is RC still the, do you still, when you order pizza, do you still get free RC?
I was going to say, I think that's the only, the only time I've ever drank RC is in correlation with a pizza delivery.
Yeah. I think that's, and I don't know if they still do. Do they? 312-981-7200. Do places still give you free RC? Because that used to be the thing. You'd order a pizza, you get like a liter of RC with it. Hey, Dan, did I tell you I ordered a pizza on Saturday when I was watching Svengoolie?
No, but you told Facebook and then my wife told me.
I ordered a pizza, okay, on Saturday night. I'm watching Sven. I'm watching Revenge of the Creature, having a nice Saturday night watching Svengoolie and watching the Creature from the Black Lagoon flip over cars and stuff. I order a pizza. I won't say from where. I ordered a pizza. Dude shows up at my door, rings the bell. I buzz him up. I live on the second floor. I buzz him up. He comes up, and he had recognized my name from the receipt. And he goes, Nick DiGilio? Yeah. And then he starts berating me because Gary Meyer is no longer on this radio station. Like it's my fault. Like I'm standing in my doorway in the hallway of my apartment building. And this guy's like, you know, like, well, why isn't Gary Meyer on the station anymore? And I'm like, I'm not management, man. I got nothing to do with it. He was very upset that I was responsible for Gary Meyer no longer being on WGN. He goes, are you still on the station? I'm like, yeah, I guess you don't listen anymore. I tipped him anyway. So, but I love that. This guy just shows up delivering my pizza and starts yelling at me because Gary's not on the station anymore. And I'm like, don't yell at me, man. I've got nothing to do with it. I'm just a dude who talks into the microphone on the overnights. I don't.
It's usually that or what are Robin and Larry and Pat and Paul really
yeah,
like? And
yeah.
It's like,
They're like 5 miles away from where we are right now.
I always say the times I've interacted with them are really nice. And then people are like, oh, so they don't really interact with the staff. And I'm like, well, they sometimes call into our shows and that's how I talk to them. Cause I'm in a different location. And people are like, oh, okay.
I think people maybe are confused. And you know who's what fault that is? It's Dean's fault.
Of course.
It's Dean's fault.
Of course.
Dean's got a show on this station.
Right.
He does a segment with Cochran every morning. I think people just think everybody at WGN Channel 9, we see them all the time. It's not true. I'd like to see some of those guys a little bit more often than I do, and every time I've interacted with any of them, I particularly think Robin is hilarious.
Oh, she's the best.
She is so fantastic. I love her. And she's called in a few times, and we've had her on the show. But I love Robin Baumgartner. I just love her. I just think she's fantastic. Yeah, and I love everybody on the show. I think it's great. And, you know, obviously it's like the number one rated morning show, and for good reason, because the chemistry and, you know, how they report on things, and they get the balance between doing the real news and covering your sports and your weather and your traffic and then doing wacky stuff. And, you know, the chemistry that they all have is great, and I think people just want to know that they're like that in real life. And I don't work with them every day, but as far as I know, they're like that in real life.
Every time I've talked to them, they're very kind.
Which is great. But anyway, I want to thank that pizza delivery guy for yelling at me because Gary Meyer doesn't work here anymore. You know, it's weird when I get recognized when I order takeout. Because people go, are you the Nick DiGilio from the radio station? And sometimes I want to say no because then these people know where I live. You know what I mean? That's the other thing. It's like then they know exactly where I live and what apartment I'm in, you know? I don't care. Anyway, I tipped the guy. So 312-981-7200. Let's take a little break here, and we'll talk more about brand loyalty and brands that might be in trouble, brands that are no longer here, and who you're loyal to. 312-981-7200. That guy was loyal to Gary Meyer. I just would like to mention that. And by the way, he's been gone for a long time. So I mean... All right. Here's the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Today, mostly sunny, noticeably cooler and less humid with a high near 64. Tonight, clear skies and get down to maybe 49 for a low. Thursday, partly cloudy, high of about 70. For Friday, scattered showers, high near 64. Saturday, more rain, high near 58. It's currently 57 degrees at O'Hare. It's 60 at Midway, 59 at the lakefront. Let us get a check on... No, we're not. Just by rote, I'm sorry. We got to take a break here.
That'll be really funny on Friday if you accidentally do it and Esmeralda like just automatically launches into
just
it.
Goes into her. Yeah. That would be pretty. I don't know because it might happen. She's going to be here.
She won't even have the report, but
no.
She might just automatically be like.
Automatically go, well, it's clear on the Kennedy right now. And by the way, for those of you who miss Esmeralda, we do. We miss her terribly. We miss her every morning. As a regular part of the show. She is just, I love her. But she'll be back with us on Friday. We have a terrific, fun couple of, two of our favorite people in the world will be with us on Friday. At the beginning of the show at 1 o'clock on Friday morning, Jeff Tuckman will be here. Do we know what we're giving away?
All 6 Rocky movies.
Oh my God! I'm not eligible.
No.
Okay. Anyway, so Jeff Tuckman will be here to answer any and all of your movie and DVD-related questions, and then the lovely Esmeralda Leon will be here at 2 o'clock, and she's staying for the whole rest of the show. We're going to do some regular Esmeralda antics that we normally have done with her. And she's also going to be here to talk a little bit about the talk show that she is co-hosting with Brendan Weatherby at the Hungry Brain on Saturday night. And that's You, Me, Them, Everybody, a talk show that she's been a co-host of for many years now. So, yeah, that's coming up on Friday. And by the way, tomorrow on the show, it's our biweekly visit with Dan Feinberg. And, oh, and tonight, by the way, tonight, Big Brother finale. Yeah! Big Brother finale. Go, KC! Go, KC! And I hope Sam gets the 25 grand for audience favorite house guest. I was looking online, Dan. I know you don't watch the show. But I was looking online at some of the posts that people were putting up under the Facebook Big Brother thing. And shockingly, a lot of the posts were about this idiot Brett, who was getting like, oh, Brett's going to win the audience. He's hilarious. He's blah, blah. What? No, Sam. Give it to Sam. If you're a Big Brother fan, I voted for Sam. I don't usually vote, but I love Sam, so I voted for Sam. And you know, you can vote up to 15 times a day on your device. And so I'm hoping if you're a Big Brother fan, you're listening right now. I know that you're excited about the big finale tonight. And but if get your votes in, because you got till 9 a.m. today. Got till 9 a.m., so start voting right now for Sam. Let's get Sam that 25 grand for favorite house guest. She's so crazy. And she had to spend like 2 weeks as a robot. You got to give her that. Nobody else was a robot this season. Brett wasn't a robot this season. All right. We're supposed to break. So let's do that right now. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here till 5 a.m. Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah, man, welcome Wednesday. Yeah. Any artist, any song, anything, 312-981-7200. Tom requested Pat Travers with Is This Love. Tom used to play guitar in Pat Travers' band. Oh, cool. Very cool. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking to brand loyalty, brands that are maybe gone that you miss, and some brand classic brands that might be in trouble. And we want to hear from you, and you're in the world of brand loyalty and so on and so forth. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Here's John on WGN. Hi, John.
Hello. Yes, you were talking about the Sinclair Dinosaur.
Yeah.
Well, the 1964 New York World's Fair, there was a big Sinclair exhibit, and it was big, giant, life-size dinosaurs. And I lived in New York City, actually in Astoria, Queens, right near the East River. And a few weeks before the fair opened, there was a big event, and that was go down to the river and watch the dinosaurs arrive. And they brought in all these dinosaurs from wherever they had built them on barges, and hundreds of people went down to watch the dinosaurs come up the river on a barge.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Yep. And one other dinosaur Sinclair thing, the old TV show Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Jim Henson, that was their name. They were the Sinclair family.
Oh, is that right? Because I never watched that show. They were the Sinclair family? I didn't know that.
Sinclair was the name of the father.
That is really clever. I didn't even know that. That's really cool. All right. All right, John. Thanks, man. Take care, buddy. Yes. Could you imagine that? There's barges coming down the water with giant dinosaurs on them. I would have been beside myself if I was a kid. Yeah. Wow. Did you ever watch Dinosaurs? The Jim Henson? I know it was popular.
I did, yes.
Yeah. Did you remember that they were called the Sinclair?
That when he mentioned it, I did, but I didn't. I didn't know that.
That's great. All right. Lots of texts have arrived, so let's read some of them. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 815 area code says Glen Rock Soda. I don't know Glen Rock Soda. Trucker Phil says, I like Starbucks and Dunkin' Coffee, but for the price, McDonald's coffee, black is the best. Of course, Speedway and Pilot's coffee is good, too. I remember when I worked at McDonald's, Dan, we would have every day, if I was working, in the morning, not even just in the morning, but if I was working at all, but mostly like in the morning during the day, one of those shifts, we would have the regular senior citizens who would come in and get their coffee and sit in the lobby and just chat. And they, because they get free refills, if I remember correctly, the refills were free, and it was only like 40 cents for a cup of coffee. So they just kind of sit there in the lobby all day. And I know that that's a thing at McDonald's even today. You know what I mean? Like, it's really cool. It's
sure.
A bunch of senior citizens who, you know, are retired or whatever, spend like a couple, 3 hours at the McDonald's drinking and sipping on their coffee, which is pretty cheap. McDonald's always had good coffee, too. Yeah. They still have good. McDonald's has good coffee.
Yeah, I think they're one of the.
Yeah. And now they've got their McCafe and everything. They're all fancy. Hey, Dan, have you ever had bubble tea?
I have not.
Neither have I. I just think it's weird, right? Isn't it? Because it looks weird. What are you supposed to do with all the bubble, the balls that are at the bottom? Oh, man, that'll be in on Friday. What do you do with them? Do you scoop them out and eat them? Because all I see, whenever I see it, it's just straws. Like, people have them, and there's all the, you know, the bottom third of the cup is filled with these bubble balls. And I, people love bubble tea. But do you need spoon? Do you get it? But I don't understand it. You suck the balls through a straw? Something that I don't understand. There are many things that I don't understand. And then Canadian Bill says, remember Clearly Canadian? I do. And there are many episodes when Jerry Seinfeld had it in his refrigerator at his little apartment. What killed it was when states made nutritional values on the bottles that contained the same amount of sugar as soda. Coca-Cola is going to make a pot-based drink for Canada and maybe California. It has CBD, not the stuff that gets you high. It'll be a nutritional drink. Also, Coors Molson are developing a pot beer. All right. Wow. Okay. Let's take a break here for the news on WGN. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah, baby, Wildcard Wednesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Terry requesting Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep by Mac and Kathy Cassone. So there you go. Hey, we're talking about brand loyalty and some classic brands that might be in trouble. What are the most famous and brands that people are really loyal to? But before we do that, I would like to talk again with Mary. Mary, are you available to chat here?
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Okay. So, did you watch Dancing with the Stars last night?
I did in parts because I was flipping back and forth with that ridiculous Cubs game.
Oh, please. Please. So here's the thing.
I'm so sorry, Nick, by the way.
I don't have to watch it anymore because Nikki Glaser got eliminated last night.
As I predicted.
But yes, as you did predict. And I didn't watch I didn't see her. I saw it online. You know how they do the results online? So I saw the whole thing at the end where she got booted. I watched it later. But did you see the beginning of the show when they recapped how they performed the day before?
I think I did, but I think I missed what she was talking about.
Oh, well then.
Oh, no, I did not. Wait.
May I remind you?
Or the little interview she had?
Yes.
Yes, and she said something.
I almost fell off the couch laughing.
She said the word S-E-T, but it came out.
No, she said sex.
S-E-X, yes.
Yeah, she said, Bergeron is interviewing her.
Yeah.
Saying, and he said something like, because I saw this part, because this was like right before the Cub game started. So I saw that part. And so it's like, he's like, well, you took all the criticism really well. Because the judges were kind of harsh on you.
Oh, right.
And she's like, yeah, well, I kind of have to. And she's like, well, yeah, that's true. But you did a nice job. And hey, I wanted to ask you this. You're a stand-up comedian. That's what your background is. You're a stand-up comedian. Sometimes your sets don't go well, you know, and people will heckle you or something. Do you think that helped you? Your background in rejection.
Yeah.
Do you think that helped you with what the judges were saying? She says, well, yeah, maybe. And also, you know, I've had a lot of rough sex in my life.
Yeah.
And Bergeron's jaw hit the floor.
Bergeron, did you see Len Goodman?
Oh, it was hilarious. But this was the best part, Mary, was when he says to her, this is Nikki Glaser, by the way, whose humor is very adult.
Yes.
And I knew it wouldn't take very long for her to step over the line. It's live TV, by the way, too. This was live.
Oh, yeah. Last night was.
Oh. So anyway, he goes, she meant to say sets. She's had some bad sets. And then Glaser goes, No, I didn't.
He goes, well, she goes, no, but I've had both.
I was like, I love you, Nikki Glaser.
And
I'm like, this is live TV. This is a family show. People sit down
with their kids
and watch this. And here's Nikki Glaser talking about rough sex. I almost fell off the couch laughing. And then they cut to, who's the other girl who does the interviews?
Erin Andrews.
They cut to her and she goes, welcome back to ABC primetime, everybody.
A family show.
Oh, my God, was that funny.
And then did you hear after she got booted, though, she said, this really sucks. Yeah, and it just, and I don't like to say that word. I don't even like to say that word coming out of my mouth on the radio. I just don't like that word.
Yeah.
And it was just like, whoa. Yeah.
But the thing is, Mary, if you were familiar with her, her style.
And I was not.
Yeah, she's a very adult comedian. She has a show on.
She's very blue, as they say, right?
She works blue. Yes, she does. And she talks a lot about sex. And she had a show called Not Safe on Comedy Central, which was all about sex. And she would have like two other stand-up comedians on with her. They would do topics that ranged from sex to sex to other sex. And a lot of her material is about that. She's vulgar. And that's why when I heard she was going to be on the show, I was like, this is going to be crazy.
Well, Dancing with the Stars should have known what was going to happen.
Well, they asked her. So,
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, I just thought that was so funny. I've had a lot of rough sex.
Oh, it was.
It was hilarious.
The stuff on live TV, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Right. Now, if it wasn't live, they could have edited that out because everybody knows that that's like ABC family time. Like, families sit down and watch Dancing with the Stars together.
and you know what? That's why a lot of these dancers were so nervous last night. Like that little Milo guy. Well, he's not little. He's very tall.
Yeah.
But he's 17 years old. He was like, I don't know what you're going to ask me on live TV because we can't edit it out. And he's been trained as a, you know, Disney kid or whatever he is.
Right.
To edit everything. And the kid's freaking out.
By the way, if you watch her saying the whole rough sex thing, her partner, what was her partner's name?
Gleb. Yeah,
he went, oh my God. Like the look on his face, you know, because he's been on that show for years and knows what the content is supposed to be.
Yeah.
And as soon as she said it, he was like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's like, wow. Oh boy. Well, I'm done anyway, Gleb said.
So,
you know.
Anyway.
So you're not going to watch it anymore.
No, I'm done. I just can't get into that show.
Even Grocery Store Bob was saved last night.
I know he was, and he was terrible.
Well, he even said at the end, he's like, I want to go home.
Did he really?
Yes, the behind the scene microphone he had on. He goes, you know what? I just want to go home. Done.
Wow. All right. Well, you keep me posted on what happens. Okay.
I have to keep watching it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. Mickey Glazer's gone, and she already, you know, she's already made like three memorable things. She already did like three ridiculous things on the show.
She's down in history.
Oh my God, very funny. All right. Thanks for the update, Mary.
Sure.
Okay. I had to. Live TV, Dan.
It was more exciting than the Cubs game.
Come on, don't even.
Yeah.
The Cubs, man. I mean, do they not want to win the division? Is that the deal?
I don't know.
Ugh.
Just look lethargic.
Terrible. It was terrible. Absolutely terrible. So they got to get it together, man. I mean, you know, not many games left. There's five games left. That's it.
And the magic number's five, right?
Yeah, magic number's five. But now they can make the playoffs. The magic number there is one.
Oh, the wild card?
Yeah, they can make the wild card. But that's not winning the division. The object, though, is to win the division.
Exactly.
So, very disappointing. All right. Brand loyalty is what we're talking about, everybody. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got some texts here if you want to jump in. Talk or text 312-981-7200. Let's see. 616 area code. I automatically discredit people who choose Hellman's over Miracle Whip. Well, Miracle Whip's not mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is a completely different thing than Miracle Whip. I grew up in a Miracle Whip household. You know, we were not a mayonnaise household. We were a Miracle Whip household, and as a result, I like both of them. And I know, you know, Esmeralda would argue with me all the time, like, how the hell can you? And you're the same way, right, Dan?
Yeah,
I grew up in a Miracle Whip household, but Miracle Whip is nothing like mayonnaise. It doesn't taste anything like mayonnaise. I have a jar of Miracle Whip and a jar of mayonnaise in my fridge at home. Oh, by the way, the mayonnaise is Sir Kensington's mayo.
Nice.
Because I was so impressed with Sir Kensington's ketchup. Which, by the way, they don't have it in my Jewels.
Oh, and yeah, I did notice that they don't have them everywhere.
They've got the mayonnaise. For some reason, they've got his mayonnaise, but they don't have the, because I ran out of the Sir Kensington's. I went through the whole, you know, the jar or the bottle, wanted to get some more, and I'm like, there's none. So I got Heinz. And I've told this story before. I remember I brought Hunt's ketchup home one time when I was married, and my wife was like, why the hell did you bring this stuff home? And I'm like, it was on sale. It was cheaper. She was so mad at me that I did not bring home Heinz. So, 920 area code says, how about Best Foods mayonnaise? What's Best Foods mayonnaise?
I was unfamiliar as well.
I don't know that food. I don't know that. I know that. I know mayonnaise. It's a food. I know that. I don't know the brand. 312 says, tying a bunch of things together. Sinclair became Amoco, which became BP Amoco, which just became BP. Back when they were Sinclair, they had little inflatable green dinosaurs you could buy at the gas station. If I remember correctly, I think I had a couple of those. I think my parents got me the inflatable dinosaurs. Because like every kid on the planet, I loved dinosaurs when I was a kid. I still love them. 847 area code says, working for Trader Joe's, I find that the older generations tend to stick with name brands. 98% of our products are Trader Joe's brands. When a brand loyal customer comes to TJ's, they are not thrilled that we don't have Coca-Cola or Kellogg's. The closest thing we have to a brand name is a product is Toblerone. Oh. So you got to buy an expensive chocolate bar in order to get a brand name. 301 area code says Jif peanut butter. Loyal to that. 708 area code says, down here near Lansing, Illinois, it's still RC. Royal Crown Cola. 847 area code, Heinz ketchup, only one allowed in my house. Is it my ex-wife? Texting in? And by the way, they wrote catsup. Ketchup? Catsup. Ketchup? Catsup. Oh, man. All right. Let's take a break for weather. We'll come back and we'll wrap this up with more talks about brand loyalty and classic brands that might be in trouble. We have an Express. Oh, God, it's going to be, that Express is going to be 20 minutes long. 14 goals were scored last night. That's gonna bleed into Cochran's show. I keep forgetting because it's preseason. I don't watch a lot of preseason games. You know, sometimes I will, sometimes I won't. But I mean, I watch every regular season game, so I will be aware of when there's an Express when it's the regular season. But I keep forgetting, and it's going to be a 45-minute long Express. So, okay. So let's break for the weather. We're wrapping up the topic of brand loyalty with a bunch of texts that you guys have sent in. 708 area code says, speaking of cars, I grew up in an Oldsmobile family, but don't understand why GM closed that division and kept Buick. Tom Appel, we'll have to ask him. Donna says, bubble tea has tapioca pudding at the bottom, and they give you big, thick straws to drink it. Okay. 847 area code says, brand loyalty is scarcer nowadays. When I was a teenager, it was only Suzy Q's and Heinz root beer. Today, BioFreeze and Del Monte prunes. That's pretty good. Trevor in Antioch says, Glen Rock was in Waukegan. It was mix and match pop, what you were talking about earlier. People went there a lot for parties. Oh, okay. Okay. For chocolate milk mix, Ovaltine. No other kind will do. There's a prominent Ovaltine scene in the house with the clock in its pants. 708 area code says PDQ chocolate granules for ice cream and chocolate milk. I also like space food sticks, where a breakfast kind of item, kind of like a Slim Jim. Both are long gone. Yeah, we've talked about the space food sticks many times on the show. There's a breakfast item kind of like a Slim Jim. No, it's not. It's shaped like a Slim Jim, but it's nothing like a Slim Jim. 708 area code says, I wish they still made High Karate aftershave. I used to watch the commercial when I was like 8 years old and couldn't wait to get old enough to use it. I got a spanking for chopping lemons and oranges in half with my hand like the commercial. Robert says, A&W root beer is the best. Let's see, 630 area code says, only some Sinclairs were purchased by BP. There are still some in Las Vegas. Well, see, now we have to go to Las Vegas to get gas because of the dinosaurs. As 815 area code says, I only eat Ghirardelli chocolate. It's at least 60% cocoa chips. Wow. So you like your chocolate chocolate. 215 area code says Skippy peanut butter, loyal to Skippy peanut butter. And 219 area code says, we were talking about brand loyalty yesterday, and Quaker oats are the only oats for me. All right.
And one last button, College and Texture's letting us know, best foods mayonnaise.
Yeah.
That is Hellman's. Hellman's is East Coast, Best Foods is West Coast. It's the same company, though.
Oh, it's the same thing, then. Okay. So it's just a different name. That's basically Hellman's. All right, cool. All right, we're going to take a break, and the news is coming up next, and Dan Feinberg will join us to talk TV tomorrow morning. So stick around. The news is coming up.